Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Brothers. Karamazov is Fyodor Dostoevsky's final novel and a landmark of psychological realism, moral philosophy, and spiritual inquiry. Set in a provincial Russian town, the story revolves around the turbulent Karamazov family, a corrupt and irresponsible father and his three very different sons. Their conflicts over money, inheritance, and love gradually widen into questions about faith, doubt, freedom, and responsibility. When a shocking crime fractures the town and draws public attention, private resentments become a courtroom spectacle, and each brother's worldview is tested under pressure. Dostoevsky uses this family drama to explore what people owe one another, how guilt can spread beyond clear legal definitions, and whether moral truth can survive in a world of suffering. The novel is celebrated not only for its suspenseful plot, but for its intense interior monologues, vivid social scenes, and lasting arguments about God, justice, and the human heart. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a family conflict that becomes a moral laboratory. At the surface, the novel is driven by a bitter family struggle that feels both intimate and explosive. Fyodor Pavlovich Karamazov is portrayed as vulgar, manipulative, and careless with the emotional lives of others, especially his sons. Each son is pulled into a web of resentment and longing, shaped by abandonment, social humiliation, and competing claims over money and affection. Dostoevsky turns this domestic chaos into a testing ground for ethical questions. What does a parent owe a child, and what does a child owe a parent who has failed them? The Karamazov household becomes a place where love, disgust, pity, and revenge exist side by side. The tensions are heightened by rivalry over inheritance and romantic interests, but the deeper conflict is about recognition and dignity. Characters keep trying to prove that they matter, that their suffering counts, and that their version of justice should prevail. This produces an atmosphere where motives blur and anger becomes contagious. The family story is not just background, it functions as a moral experiment showing how personal wounds can distort judgment, invite cruelty, and make even decent people complicit in wrongdoing. Secondly, three brothers, three paths, faith, doubt, and desire. The three brothers embody contrasting approaches to life, and the novel gains power by letting these approaches collide rather than neatly resolve. Dmitri is driven by passion, honor, and impulse, often swinging between generosity and self-destruction. Ivan is intellectual, skeptical, and tormented by the implications of a world where suffering exists without obvious moral accounting. Alyosha is the spiritual center, shaped by monastic influence and a longing to live with compassion, humility, and practical love. Dostoevsky does not present these as simple labels, because each brother contains internal contradictions. Dmitri's chaotic behavior coexists with intense moral sensitivity. Ivan's rational critique of religion is paired with a deep emotional vulnerability and fear of what his ideas might unleash. Alyosha's faith is tested by grief, disappointment, and the messy realities of human behavior outside spiritual ideals. By structuring the narrative around these contrasting temperaments, the novel asks readers to consider whether truth is found in reason, in lived empathy, or in the raw honesty of desire. The brothers also illustrate how worldview shapes action. Beliefs are not abstract positions, but forces that influence responsibility, self-control, and the capacity to forgive. Thirdly, suffering, God, and the problem of moral meaning. A central thread of the book is its confrontation with suffering, especially the suffering of the innocent, and the challenge this poses to faith and morality. Dostoevsky stages debates that go beyond personal piety and enter the terrain of philosophical protest. If the world includes cruelty, injustice, and the pain of children, what kind of moral order can be affirmed? The novel does not treat religion as mere comfort. It treats it as a claim about reality that must withstand the harshest evidence. Characters struggle with whether redemption is possible, whether forgiveness is morally serious, and whether love can answer the weight of human misery. Yet the narrative also insists that abstract arguments cannot replace lived responsibility. Instead of offering a neat solution, Dostoevsky shows how people respond differently when confronted by tragedy. Some become cynical, some become brutal, and some try to transform pain into service. The spiritual dimension of the novel is therefore not a lecture but a drama, in which faith is tested by scandal, grief, and disappointment. The reader is invited to sit inside the tension between moral outrage and the desire for reconciliation, and to ask what kind of hope is credible without denying reality. Fourthly, guilt, freedom, and the idea of shared responsibility, the brothers. Karamazov is famous for expanding guilt beyond legal definitions. Even when one person commits a specific act, Dostoevsky suggests that the conditions leading to it may be distributed across many lives: neglect, cruelty, temptation, cowardice, and spiritual indifference. The novel repeatedly raises the possibility that people can be responsible not only for what they do, but for what they allow, encourage, or fail to prevent. This is tied to the theme of freedom. Characters want to see themselves as autonomous and blameless, yet their choices ripple outward, affecting others in ways they cannot fully control. The book asks whether freedom without moral discipline becomes a license for harm, and whether moral seriousness requires acknowledging complicity. This is not presented as a simple demand for self-accusation, it is also an invitation to moral awakening. Recognizing shared responsibility can lead to despair if it becomes vague self-hatred, but it can also lead to humility and active care for others. Through confrontations, confessions, and inner breakdowns, Dostoevsky shows how guilt can be both destructive and clarifying. In the end, the question is not only who is guilty, but what kind of person each character becomes when faced with guilt. Lastly, Crime, Trial, and the Limits of Public Judgment. The novel's dramatic center involves a crime that forces private conflict into the public arena, culminating in investigation and trial. Dostoevsky uses the legal proceedings not merely for suspense, but to examine how institutions and crowds interpret truth. In the courtroom, narratives compete. Prosecutors and defenders craft compelling stories, witnesses reshape memories, and the audience hungers for moral certainty. The trial becomes a theater where rhetoric can outweigh nuance, and where a person's character is reduced to a digestible image. Dostoevsky highlights the gap between factual truth, psychological truth, and moral truth. Someone may appear guilty based on temperament, reputation, or emotional outbursts, while another may hide behind respectability or ambiguity. The book also probes how society loves punishment, often treating it as a substitute for understanding. Yet Dostoevsky does not romanticize criminals or dismiss justice. He shows the human need for accountability while warning against the arrogance of total certainty. The legal climax brings together themes of freedom, guilt, and suffering, revealing how a single event can expose the hidden structures of a community. Readers come away with a sharpened sense of how easily public judgment can mistake persuasive explanation for truth and how difficult it is to measure a soul in legal terms. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want more than a plot-driven classic and are willing to engage with big questions about morality, belief, and personal responsibility. If you enjoy psychological depth, philosophical debate woven into story, or novels that feel like a full portrait of a society, The Brothers Karamazov is a rewarding choice. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening moral awareness. The novel pressures you to examine how your beliefs affect your actions, how you handle anger and resentment, and how you interpret suffering in yourself and others. It also offers a powerful education in empathy, because even flawed characters are shown with complex motives and inner conflict. Compared with similar classics that focus mainly on social critique or romantic tragedy, Dostoevsky's final novel stands out for its ability to combine suspense, family drama, and spiritual inquiry in a single coherent design. The questions it raises do not expire after the last chapter. They remain relevant to modern debates about justice, ideology, and meaning. For buyers deciding among renowned Russian novels, this one delivers unusual range, a gripping story, unforgettable characters, and philosophical stakes that feel personal rather than academic. If you would like to support Fyodor Dostoevsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.